Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, and we've discussed this a little bit already, but right now you have OTAs, and they're voluntary, even though we think David Njoku should probably be there. Baker Mayfield's another story. You know,
I would be here if I was him just to put the pressure on him.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. Mandatory minicamp comes. If you're the Browns, do you just say, don't show up? Are you telling him, like, look, we're good. We're not going to fine you. Because I don't see... Now, Baker might maybe his agent, maybe his side says, you know what, Baker, as uncomfortable as it's going to be, you'd be better off showing up to kind of put the pressure on them. Again, I'm talking mandatory minicamp. At the same time, the Browns might be saying, look, we're actively trying to find a trade partner for you, but you know, you being here isn't going to make that happen any sooner. I don't know how bad the blood is right now. Like, does Baker Mayfield trust that the Browns are doing everything they can to move him?
No. No.
Exactly.
I don't think that Baker Mayfield has any thought that the Browns have an incentive to move him or are going to try to move him. And that's why he should come to camp and come to OTAs and put this pressure on the organization to try and get himself out of here.
Like, okay, maybe you've been a part of some. I'm not saying you specifically, but you've been on a team where maybe this has happened. Like, what are they, like, where does Baker go? Is he just like walking around the field? Is he just like making a cameo, making an appearance, and then he goes back home? Like, what does Baker do, or anyone in that situation who is not wanted at the facility, does want to put pressure on the team to trade him and does want to, you know, he doesn't want to get fined. And I don't think the Browns would fine him anyway, even if he didn't show up in mandatory minicamp. But like, where does a player like that go? Is he just roaming the field? Is he watching?
I don't, if they let him, you know, come to practice, then you participate. I don't know if he'd get reps, but he'd be through individual. He'd be in the meetings.
See, I think we're starting to get, and because now we're starting to get more serious in terms of, okay, maybe the Deshaun Watson, if there is discipline coming down, it could be coming down here shortly. Now, we thought maybe this weekend, probably not. They're going to wait till the discovery is over,
right?
One would think, which is about another month. But I think now, like, you heard Bill Ryder say it. Like, he's another one that said, well, what about Baker? What about Baker playing? And what about Baker not only boosting his trade value? I respect a lot of what Bill Ryder... I like
I love
his show.
That guy.
Yeah, love his column. I think it's one of those things. I don't blame somebody that might not be here in Cleveland if they say, well, you have Baker Mayfield. I mean, yeah, it's not what you want to do. I think don't we all here in Cleveland know that, like, no. I mean, it's just like you just said it. Baker doesn't trust the Browns. The Browns, you know, are kind of fed up with Baker. And obviously Kevin Stefanski was asked not long ago about, hey, you know, what about a suspension? He's like, well, I'm trying to get three quarterbacks ready for camp. He said this like at least three or four times. It's Deshaun Watson, it's Jacoby Brissett, and it's Josh Dobbs. Now, nowhere in there did he mention Baker Mayfield. I didn't expect to hear him mention Baker Mayfield, but I don't think there's any way that they're even I don't even think it's a topic. I really don't. I don't even think they're having any discussion, any thought whatsoever of if Deshaun gets suspended, we're going to try to ride this out with Baker. Like, we're going to try to, you know, mend the fences as best we can and try to sell it to Baker as, hey, you know what? If you come back, you raise your stock here. And so I don't know. And now, I respect somebody like Bill Ryder for saying it because obviously he's definitely in the know. But I almost feel like people outside of Cleveland are the ones that believe that'll happen more than those of us here, because I think we know it's not a good situation. There's no way in hell Baker wouldn't play. I just can't see a scenario where both sides would be okay with that.
No chance.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Well, I'll tell you what. Hang tight. We'll get to the calls. Coming up, we'll do more of this in the 4 o'clock hour. So, Tom, hang tight. I know you wanted to weigh in on the Baker situation. We've got the Pulse coming up next, and then we'll get back into this as far as Baker Mayfield and where his destination point is. And are some of you in agreement with Bill Ryder? Do you really think that, you know, if worst comes to worst, Deshaun, let's say, argument's sake, he's out for 8 games, that the Browns and Baker are going to just kind of meet and say, hey, it's best for both sides. We're going to go ahead and play it. We know that the Carolina Panthers have a lot of interest in Baker Mayfield, but again, if any smart GM, I have no problem with Carolina or Seattle or anybody going, well, we don't need to do it necessarily right now, and if the Browns are going to want us to, you know, basically eat about 10 or 12 or even more of that $19 million deal, So we're going to try to wait it out, and I think that's what the Browns are also trying to do, but we'll talk to Jonathan Alexander of the Charlotte Observer coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, let's catch up on some of these calls.
Let's catch up there,
Chico.
What
do you say, Duffy?
All right, Michael.
216-578-0092. Tom is next up on the fan. What's up, Tom?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Love your show.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, my comments about Baker, if you're paying a man $18, $19 million a year and you're one are going to eat some of it, keep him in whatever position you want to keep him at, whether it be, you know, starting if Watson's suspended or put him on the damn practice squad if his attitude's that bad.
Well, I don't know if doesn't the Players Association weigh in on something like that, Dustin? Like, could you really do that? Not necessarily in practice squad, but like.
Or you'd have to cut him first.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know how realistic.
You think you'd have to cut him?
You have to. You have to make a transaction. You can't just put him from the active for the practice squad.
Okay.
It's not like recess.
Put him third string.
Well, they've got a third string quarterback.
I mean, if you're going to pay the man $19 million and the trades are looking like eating $13, $14 million, I'd keep him.
Okay. So then, Tom, let's just hypothetically, we'll go with what you're saying. He's on the roster. What is that? Give us an idea of what that looks like, both, you know, in practice and then game day. Like, is this guy around the team?
That's what worries me is his leadership or the lack of leadership. Right. That concerns me greatly.
Because
I think this team is built, and with Watson as quarterback, they're built to go deep. I'm hoping the Super Bowl, but things being what they are.
Yeah.
So with Baker, we've got a few games or it humbles him. And I think he's been humbled quite a bit with the whole situation of another NFL team wanting to pick him up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that was my comments.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate
the call, Tom. Got him off there.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I apologize, Tom. That's what
he's happy about that.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mike. He wants to tell everybody, just relax, for God's sake. Go ahead, Mike.
What's up?
Man?
Is this me, Mike?
That's you,
this
Mike.
This is you, Mike.
Not me, Mike.
I'm
you, Mike.
Mike Minner, guys.
Mike
I'm a
Minner.
First-time
okay.
caller.
Okay.
Well, I have a comment on your cutlery chat.
Oh, yeah,
you
the cutlery.
You missed a valuable resource.
Okay.
What about all the people who spend time in adult time out and we don't get a butter knife? We're stuck with a spoon and fork, and the meat there is not that tender, guys.
See, that's what I'm trying.
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm fighting
it's a good
for
point.
People like you, Mike. I'm fighting for people like you And that's what Dustin doesn't understand. Like, I'm fighting for those that don't get the fall off the bone tender meat. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Now, the problem is I'm sitting here with my grandma, who's 97, who loves Dustin. So you can't say anything bad about Dustin.
All right, Grandma.
Forget about 97-year-old
grandma
women.
What's Grandma's name?
Hi, Dustin.
Hi, Granny. How are you?
Fine.
I love
Don't
you.
Grouch.
Oh, I love you.
I love you, too.
What about me, Grandma?
Let Granny talk there,
Michael. Thanks for that, brother. Oh, and by the way, Baker Mayfield's at home with a full set of the NFL quarterbacks, voodoo dolls sticking pins in their knees and shoulders.
What does Grandma think about Baker?
What's Grandma think about Baker
Grandma
Mayfield?
Loved Baker, and she's really confused about what's going on now.
I can imagine.
Dustin!
It is confusing.
I mean, let's be real. Grandma thought Baker was kind of hot.
Okay.
And he thought he was a great player. Grandma, for Browns games, Grandma and I sit here in our Browns gear. I make hot dogs and nachos like we're at the game.
I love it.
Yeah, Grandma loves her some Baker.
Okay.
Does she think Dustin's
Grandma,
hot, too?
Grandma, am I as good-looking as Baker?
Dustin, Grandma's never seen a picture of you. She just hears you because I listen to you guys
okay.
all the time.
Well, show her a picture.
So she's heard you talk.
Oh, show her a picture. I like Grandma.
This guy's ego.
Grandma's awesome. Grandma's sitting here drinking a glass of wine listening to you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
God, I love Gammy.
Well, Mike, call back with Grandma more often, man.
I will. Guys, thanks for taking my call.
Love it, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. That was excellent.
Dynamite.
97-year-old Gammy listening, and she loves Dustin Fox. So
great Gam.
Obviously, you are a little concerned about her judgment and things like that. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's good stuff.
Excellent stuff.
I think with Baker, it's almost like this is a fantasy world for some people. I feel like, and I know that some are going to, and they already have just killed me on this. Like, well, you don't know. You're right. I don't know. Maybe Baker Mayfield, Dustin, they can mend fences enough. And you know what? Hey, we're kind of in a little pickle right here, Bake. We're Deshaun Watson's out 8 games. And we've got ourselves a pretty, pretty talented football team. And could you lead the troops for about 8 games? Now, before you answer that question, let us tell you that what this will do is raise your stock. So it's kind of a what they call win-win situation. Like, I think that's what that sounds awesome. It's not reality. It's not even close to reality. I don't even know if he... And here's the other thing. If you're Baker, like he throws an interception at a crucial time. He did that on purpose. He's trying to sabotage. Like, you know it would happen.
For God's sakes.
This can't happen. This can't. Even Gammy knows that you can't.
Great Gam.
You can't do that. All right. Let's go to... We got Jonathan Alexander coming up from the Charlotte Observer talking about this Baker situation and how bad do you want Baker Mayfield, Carolina? Mike is next on the fan. Hello, Mike.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Sure can.
All right.
How many of your ex-girlfriends did you ever have a conversation about after you were done with them or they were done with you? Like, you talk about ex-girlfriends, it's time to just stop talking about Baker Mayfield. As Cleveland Browns fans, we have moved on. Whatever happens to him, happens to him. If he lands on his feet, okay, good for him. If he don't, oh well. But it's really time for us to stop all this. People who want Baker to come and play football while Deshaun Watson may or may not be suspended, those are the type of people that just want drama in their life. And we don't need those kind of fans around us. We don't need them drama-fied fans like you said.
Drama-fied, so, yeah. You
like
don't,
that.
Drama-fied
we don't need
fans.
That. Right. Like, we don't need that because, like you said, if he threw an interception, he did that on purpose. If he didn't do this, he did that on purpose. He already does some purposeful
well,
things.
Well, the thing, the reason I think he wouldn't do anything on purpose is because he is playing for his career. And he's a free agent after this year.
I'm just saying fans would say, oh, he's sabotaging. You know what I mean? Like,
I hear you.
Okay, Dustin, let me ask you this. You just said he was playing for his career. Now, let me ask you this. He was on a fifth-year option with a number one receiver who everybody knows at this point he wouldn't throw him the football. So I don't really know how much he valued his career when he wouldn't even do the things that maybe would have kept him having a career.
I don't think he would have gone out there with one arm trying. And again,
no,
I'm
I don't
not,
think so either.
But I think the question, like, how did he care about his career or did he care about the guy wanted to play football. Now, again, he should have been sitting down. If it's not his call, it's Stefanski's call, but I don't think we can question.
But you know it was his call, because the union, as long as Baker says he can play, Stefanski can't sit him unless he's sitting him for play. He can't sit him for injury if Baker's saying, I can go. That's a union thing. So the only thing, that's why you heard some of the things Stefanski says in regards to the union.
In regards
to the injury, is that where Baker said he was good. Because if Baker said he can play.
Well, they do have doctors, Mike. I mean,
they do rule on that sort of thing.
But if the doctors are clearing him, or Baker's
they probably lying, weren't.
Doctors or whatever he was doing. But everybody knows he shouldn't have been playing.
So that's on him, not Stefanski? I mean,
that's on Baker.
No, it's on Stefanski.
If I can't play and I go out here and play, that's on me.
But, Mike, that's exactly what you just said. We were talking about the
doctor,
but Mike, hang on a second, bud. Hang on a second. You were just talking about whether, he doesn't care about his career because he didn't throw the ball to Odell Beckham Jr.
Hang on a second, bud. Yeah,
I got you. Okay. But now I'm not being facetious here. Now we're saying, like, his career and how much does he care if he's going out there with one arm.
Right.
And you can't have that both ways. I mean, like, yeah, I'm glad we've moved on. I have no problem with this. Is not, Baker should be. They've moved on. Now, the reason we're talking about it is they haven't totally moved on because he's still on the roster. And that's why we're talking to a guy like Jonathan Alexander in about 9 minutes.
I get that. But as Browns fans, it's really time for us to stop the whole what if Deshaun's not playing, can Baker come in?
I agree with that.
Play? Yes.
We can agree on that, Mike.
Okay.
We don't need this dramified stuff that we got going on.
Exactly. That's all I was saying. It's just time to stop all that kind of talk about Baker playing for the Browns ever again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Good stuff, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
I can't agree with. I really don't know. And like I said, I think a guy like Bill Ryder – and all these guys, they know what they're talking about, but I think it's one of those, you're not really, you haven't been here in Cleveland for it. Like, it's past the point. As I've been saying, and Keith, he loves the promo that airs every 5 minutes for me, but yeah, like, you're not walking that back. It's not a lifetime move.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.